Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
City of Gillette to hold special meeting after Tuesday night's cancellation. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene. A special meeting has been called for today in City Council chambers at 10 a.m. The purpose of the meeting is to take action on agenda items which were supposed to be addressed on Tuesday night. Council canceled the meeting on Tuesday due to the winter storm that moved through the area. Some of the items to be discussed include a vote to change the ordinance on the council's meeting schedule. Council currently has 3 regular meetings per month. If approved, they will go to 2 meetings per month, according to the agenda. They are also expected to award the Lakeway Road Improvement Project to Simon Contractors using 1% funds. The cost of the project is $1.5 million. To conclude the meeting, there will be an appointment to the Campbell County Joint Powers Fire Board. The new police wheel-driven track system SUV takes its maiden voyage during snowstorm this week. Gillette Police Department had the chance to test out their new track system after heavy snowfall hit the area. With an estimated at least 14 inches of snow over a 2-day period, it was the perfect time to install and use the new system. City mechanics installed the system on Monday in preparation for the storm. The tracks were bought to aid law enforcement during storms with heavy snow and strong winds when responding to calls in residential areas as a matter of public safety. Deputy Chief Brent Wasson explained when the City of Gillette declares a Level 1 or 2 snow emergency, the City Public Works Department focuses on the primary or emergency snow routes for snow removal, and it often delays clearing subdivisions. Wasson said since a lot of the police department calls are in residential areas during storms, they have had many instances of police vehicles getting stuck while responding to calls. During large snow events, the police department coordinates with the streets department to help clear a path for emergency medical services vehicles when responding to emergencies. This system would aid in those efforts. The new track system vehicle will also provide a way for law enforcement to report for duty during storms when they are unable to get out of their residence. They can also help get essential staff to work and return them home during major storms, such as electrical, water, or street employees. Chief Chuck Deaton said the city purchased 2 sets of wheel-driven track for $60,000. This will make it possible for 2 vehicles to utilize the tracks. The track system is made by a company called Track & Go. The system is designed specifically for snow travel and isn't designed for high speeds. According to Deaton, the manufacturer said the track can be used up to 40 miles per hour. But while test driving the system, Deaton said they didn't feel comfortable going over 30 miles per hour. Wasson said they were not designed to be used as a patrol vehicle for an extended period of time. Campbell County Undersheriff Quentin Reynolds said that they have had a track system for around 10 years. The tracks used by the sheriff's office are different in that they must be installed permanently on one vehicle. The new technology on the Track & Go system allows for tracks to be used on multiple vehicles and are easy to install. Much like the police department, the sheriff's office has used their track system to get essential staff, such as detention officers, to and from work. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene.